Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we say good morning here on this Football Friday on WQAM. Hope all is well with everyone out there. I'm Hollywood, Dan Day with me here this morning. Nice work on the update there. Dan, did I hear Messi is questionable? Huh? That's the official tag?
Yeah, but he makes a trip. He's usually going to play. Just, you know,
yeah.
I don't want to get the fans excited.
I've been a part of one of those Messi, you know, he's questionable, and then they tease him on social media and all that, and then he doesn't show up. But I've been a part of one of those. There's been a lot of those, but he seems to be playing more now, perhaps, than he was, at least. So that's good. Omar Kelly is with us as well. Omar, good morning.
Yes.
How are you,
good
sir?
Morning. I'm good, man. How are you? I'm wondering.
We made it to Friday, so that's always
can you,
good.
Can it be a Football Friday without football?
Well, we were just talking about football. Messi. Some people call that football.
Oh,
and Omar, you should know this. You should know this. As Joe calls it, the league that never sleeps. There's always something going on in the world of football. And we will we'll get to some of that today because Chris Perkins is going to join us. And Mike Florio will join us, as he always does. Mike Florio, Omar, who I know you are a big fan of as well.
Yes, I am.
Has been teeing off on the Dolphins for about two straight weeks now. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say today, because he's not alone now in the Dolphins' criticism. The Dolphins, and I think you actually said it best, Omar, they've become low-hanging fruit here, and they are just They've turned into the punching bag of the NFL right now, and that's kind of what we got going on here in our market, Omar.
And when you open up training camp in about 2 weeks, you won't hear anything about them because nobody needs to talk about them then.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of on the field stuff that, you know, from a national standpoint, anyone's going to care about, right? The whole Tua thing, that honeymoon seems to be over, right? He's certainly not as polarizing as he was for a while there, because it seems like this could be the make or break season. Now, I don't know, Omar. I don't know how things are going to shake out. I know you're kind of hesitant to say that.
It's not in the make or break season. This is a make or break season for the entire franchise. But for Tua, he'll be fine in 2026. He's got all his money guaranteed, buddy.
Will he be fine here?
It's a lot of money.
I guess, will he be fine here, I guess, is more the question. But
I'm sure that he will. Whether this has a regime change or not, it'll probably be one of those seasons where the regime change says, okay, let me see what we got in this quarterback. And then maybe they pivot and move off. But anybody who is hoping for the demise of Tua after this season, trust me, it's not going to happen.
So Perk will join us. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. I see on his Twitter someone sent him a Fire Greer T-shirt picture.
Oh, okay, a picture,
you know,
or
just a picture? I don't know. I don't think Perk's going to be wearing that thing like around training camp. But
yeah,
is that what we're doing now? We're doing shirts, because it used to be one of our big things down here was those airplanes. There was some rich guy was flying airplanes when they wanted people fired.
I'm absolutely positive there'll be an airplane flown this year. Absolutely positive.
I'm curious how much that costs. How much does it cost to put a message on an airplane? Because we were staying out at the beach recently, Omar, and they have the plane that flies around the banner for Liv.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be expensive if they're doing it.
It was last time I was dealing with a team that was looking to fire somebody, which was many, many years ago. It was probably $2,000. I don't know. Economy probably pushes it up a little bit. So maybe at the max $3,000.
Inflation, you're saying?
Yeah, inflation.
It even hits the airplane banner market. Work, though? Like, is Stephen Ross out there looking at that stuff? Does he even care at this point?
Yeah, he does. If we begin writing about it,
I don't. But I don't believe that though, Omar, because I you don't. Believe I don't.
It. Danny, I agree with you.
Yeah, like, I don't know that there's much of a pulse on what's going.
Oh,
on.
Oh no, 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 no. I'm telling you. Oh yeah, he has a pulse on what's going on. Tom Garfinkel certainly has a pulse on what's going on. And
well, he may.
So Omar, does Stephen Ross know who you are?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah, yeah. For more than a decade. We used to have talks with him every off. We used to talk to him on a regular basis before the Donald Trump stuff came up. We used to talk to him multiple times a year.
So does he not speak to anyone anymore? Is that the deal here?
He does not, or at least I can't speak for, you know, he'll see you and he'll say hello.
Well, we were talking about it the other day. I guess the last time he publicly spoke, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would know this, was when he went on that preseason broadcast and started talking about the Super Bowl stuff.
Every year, preseason broadcast. Yeah. He does the preseason broadcast game number two every year or three. I can't remember the home game.
Well, we only have one home game, so
yeah. The home game. He talks all the time. Now he pays attention.
Wait, talks all the time.
Yeah, he talks all the time to his people. And he's around all the time. He's around at every home game. I don't think there's a home game. Every game. I don't think there's a game I've attended where he hasn't been at. I think there's been one. But here's the Dolphins' biggest fear. Dolphins organization's biggest fear, and always has been their biggest fear. Apathy, people not caring. That's their worst nightmare. And once you get to that point, they're trust me, you're gonna get change.
Well, here's the interesting thing, Omar, about the Dolphins, and it just feels like no matter how bad things get or how hopeless things get, people keep coming back for more. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed. You would know this better than I would because you can see the numbers of people that are reading your stuff.
Yeah.
Is there a drop-off at any point? Like, I just, to me, it feels like people are just willing to keep going. And that's more, I think that's, you know, an indictment in a good way on the NFL and not necessarily the Dolphins, right? I just think the NFL is such a compelling product that people – again, they will just keep coming back regardless of how bad or how mediocre the team is.
Yep.
That's the only sport, though, by the way, that has that, at least down here, right? I mean, I know the Heat have seen a major drop-off in viewership and interest and all that stuff. And, the Panthers, obviously, for a while before they turned really good, they didn't have the buzz that they have now. The Dolphins, it just seems like they are going to be consistent no matter what they do to the fans.
No, I don't think so. I think if this goes bad, that's why I can guarantee you that there's going to be change because they can't afford the apathy. They can't afford people checking out.
I don't know. I just don't know when you ever get that actual apathy to start here, Omar. It just feels like people are very interested in that product regardless. But, it has been a little bit quiet for the NFL here. The NBA had a big night last night. Bronny James and Cooper Flagg in the Summer League. And I just find it funny. People, you know, so Cooper Flagg's first basket last night, he gets a steal and he runs down the floor and he dunks the ball. And people were like, oh, my God, this guy's going to be the best player in the league. Look at this. And, you know, first of all, I don't know. Maybe people didn't watch him in college. He did that. I mean, he can get up like that. That's kind of part of his game. Like that's exactly what he did in college. But you got to really like this summer league stuff is so silly, man. Like,
did you watch any of the games?
Yeah. And Bronny James is shutting the guy down. Like he's playing against LeBron's kid out there. I don't even know if LeBron's kid's going to make a team.
Oh, right?
I mean, I assume they'll toss him on the back end of that Laker team as long as you know as LeBron's there, but. Does he deserve a roster spot? I don't want to get into that this morning because I think it's a cool story.
Bronny.
It's a nice story, but like that's who Cooper Flagg's going against last night. So let's kind of chill out.
Hey.
But Bronny James did a good job on him. I don't know if you saw any of that. Bronny James, D'd his ass up last night.
I did not see any of it. I was in bed preparing for the Joe Rose show.
Well, that's good. That's always good. You're doing your homework, that's even better.
Doing my homework, more importantly, getting proper sleep, adequate sleep.
I don't expect you to watch Summer League basketball.
Yeah.
You can bet on these things, though. So, you know, if you could bet on it, it's all anything you can bet on is usually good TV.
And Omar, I did my typical getting fired up about Summer League. And
Dan loves the Summer League.
No.
I don't know if it's because it's in Vegas. He just loves the Summer League.
I did my 5 minutes of watching. It was implorable. It was so bad. The Pelicans were playing. So, you know, I have, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Pelicans and Timberwolves played. It was terrible. And then I was like, okay, you got Cooper Flagg, Bronny James. 5 minutes in, Danny. Oh my goodness, what are we doing?
Yeah, and then I just it just is funny. And I look on Twitter and people are, you know, they're crowning Cooper Flagg. Again, he had the flashy dunk as his first basket, but
he also didn't take a couple shots that he could have had. They drew plays for him and he didn't shoot it right away. That was like, all right, I'm out. Like, I couldn't watch anymore. It was, did you watch in the
They, I watched a little.
They drew up the first play for him, and he didn't shoot.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by Cooper Flagg. I think he's going to be a very interesting prospect to watch. I'm very, I don't know if intrigue's the right word, but I think it's very interesting how they traded away Luka and magically, with a 0% chance to win that lottery, they magically ended up with Cooper Flagg.
And a couple years ago, remember Anthony Davis left the Pelicans, and the Pelicans got Zion immediately. Yeah, the draft is interesting.
It's like almost the worst kept secret in the NBA that the draft lottery is rigged. You know, I don't know where
I don't believe
you come
it,
out on that one, guys. But
I can't believe that.
I don't know. That just seems too convenient that Luka leaves and you end up with Cooper Flagg, right? Just seems a little too convenient. That GM, I'm talking about getting bailed out.
That Nico Harris
over there. Oh my God.
I remember every offseason NFL fans are begging for a lottery. So I'm still holding out hope that the NFL draft will follow the lead of the NBA draft and actually make you earn the first pick. But, you know, hey.
I don't know that the NFL needs a lottery, Omar. I don't think they need to change anything. And we can ask Florio, because Florio wants to rework the entire draft. I think Florio just wants to get all the players in a room and let them all pick their destinations, and we just don't
I mean,
have
that's how they do college. Highest bidder, right? College got it right.
Yeah.
Players go to the highest bidder in college, but not the NFL.
You can't do the highest bidder thing in the – what are we going to do? Like one of those – what's an auction draft?
Yeah,
right, like
there's also
fantasy,
a salary
right?
cap.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just, I don't know. I think Mike's way off. That's one of the things that I think Mike is way off on. I usually do agree with him on a lot of his stuff, but I don't. And especially the other thing with the NFL draft is it's their most popular event outside of the Super Bowl, probably. Look, that thing has become a monster of an event.
There's no way the NFL changes it, by the way. And first of all, I would never want it to change. It's pretty cool. I mean, to be that bad, you know, you've kind of earned it.
Well, a lot of people will try to earn it. A lot of people, especially Arch Manning's year, whenever he's going to come out. I don't know if he's going to come out this year or if he's going to play. They're going to be, even though we don't even know how good Arch Manning is.
I've heard he's the greatest college quarterback in the history of college quarterbacks.
He couldn't even beat out the Dolphins' number three. Come on.
I don't know, man. Paul Feinbaum the other day said he's Tim Tebow.
Whoa, I wouldn't even want to be compared to Tim Tebow on the college level.
Well, Tim Tebow's probably the greatest college quarterback to ever play, so I don't know that that's – I don't think he meant it as an insult, Omar. I think he meant it as he said he's the greatest college quarterback since Tim Tebow. So
okay.
I don't think he was saying like – and I know Tim Tebow did not have the traditional skill set, I guess, right, for a quarterback, but I take that guy all day, man, if – if you're looking for a guy that won in college, that you know at that position, I've never seen anyone better personally. Have you?
As far Cam
as
Newton
just
was better.
Pure winning. Who'd you say?
Cam Newton in his one season was better.
But I don't know about that. But
what? Cam won everything. Just one season.
I know.
Just one season.
He didn't make his way on the Florida team because he was stealing laptops and stuff like that.
Tebow was there, so he was forced to transfer. But
by the way, he had a weird NFL career, didn't he?
Cam Ward?
Cam Newton. Got to that Super Bowl.
He won an MVP.
Right. But he took a beating throughout his career.
His body fell down.
And he just kind of, his body just couldn't take it anymore. We're seeing that now, by the way. There's two quarterbacks that I'm listening driving in this morning that they're talking about. And there's two guys that are very similar that take, you know, a lot of punishment, right?
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
And the guy in the morning, I'm listening to Pat Boyle, he's like, you know, Lamar, he's talking about Lamar's turnovers in the playoffs. And, you know, and that is a knock on Lamar Jackson is winning in the playoffs. And it's going to become a knock on Josh Allen now because he hasn't gotten over the hump as well. So it's kind of interesting because neither one, like, you can't have both in the Super Bowl, right?
No,
someone's going to lose.
Playing the division,
and they might both
playing the AFC.
And hell, they might both lose the Chiefs. So you got Mahomes to deal with. You got, you know, those two have each other to deal with. So it's going to be one guy is going to be the narrative will continue for one of them.
You know what the Philadelphia Eagles did? They showed you that the Chiefs aren't this juggernaut. They aren't unbeatable, even though they were a pretty good team, and I certainly picked Kansas City to win that game. The Eagles showed you that a team, a complete team, can do it. The question is, can Buffalo build a stronger, complete team, and can Baltimore build a stronger, complete team? I think both teams have made great efforts doing that this offseason, but are they finished products? We don't know. And same thing with the Eagles. Same thing with the Chiefs. Chiefs have to be finished products, too. They got to get better on the offensive line. I'm not sure they've done it.
You know what's weird about these teams, though, Omar? And I'll take Baltimore out of this because Baltimore seems to keep trying to add.
Yeah.
The Bills and Chiefs just seem like, for whatever reason, they're just like, all right, you know, Josh, you go do it. And Mahomes, you go do it. Like, they just don't want to put any weapons around these guys. It's almost what they did with Brady late in his career, right?
Fair.
Like, how many great players did they put around Brady on the offensive side of the ball? Like, look at the weapons.
Hollywood Brown, they drafted Xavier Worthy. They just added Jalen Royal. Sky Moore was a recent draft pick.
These guys are just guys.
What names are you saying right now?
they signed Juju Smith-Schuster.
Because the media
made it. That's the thing. Like, they signed guys like that, like Juju Smith-Schuster.
But
he's not very good.
They had a first-round pick on Xavier Worthy. They signed Hollywood Brown.
They did a nice job with him. But Hollywood Brown, come on, man.
Hollywood Brown was a dynamic player with Baltimore. Then eventually got traded to Arizona. He disappeared from the world. And last year, he missed the ACL injury.
I'm guessing there's a lot of elite wide receivers that, like, if you know, if the Chiefs pursued them, there's probably a lot of players that want to play with Mahomes, what I'm saying.
They drafted Josh Simmons in the first round. They went out and they re-signed Trey Smith, made him the highest paid offensive guard. Juwan Taylor, they traded for him. Like, bro, they've done things. They've done things.
Well, they're going to be there regardless of who they put around those quarterbacks, all those teams we just mentioned. Texter here says, I see your Tim Tebow and raise you a Ken Dorsey. And with all due respect to Ken Dorsey.
Yes.
No.
Yes, I agree with that.
That's not a raise. I'm sorry.
Ken Dorsey's career is trumped by Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, again, to me, and I despise Gainesville. I despise the Gators. Anything that's come out of that place, Jamie. Jamie, you're a Gator guy, right? Yeah, Jamie's okay, but outside of Jamie, everything that's come out of that place, I just despise. But Tim Tebow's the best college quarterback I've ever seen. I don't know that there's anyone better. I'm sure if you go back and in history, I'm sure there's guys that are, but. At least for like my lifetime and my watching lifetime, he's number one.
I just remember him after they lost to Ole Miss, guaranteeing they'd win a national championship, and I started laughing, and then he did. I was like,
I know.
Mm.
And they had a good team,
he's
too,
got
no
that,
question, but that team
leadership
around Ken Dorsey was – Omar, you covered those teams, right?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know that there's ever been a college football team, and I'll even throw those Alabama teams in there that had like eight first-round picks. Has there ever been a more talented college football team ever assembled?
People say Alabama. However, I don't agree because you're talking about University of Miami in their heyday. They had Pro Bowlers and they had Hall of Famers on that roster.
Jamie brought it up. That LSU team in 2019 was pretty loaded. I'm not bringing it up. That's not me. being an LSU alum, but
yeah,
Jamie
but
Rowe,
not like that Miami team. I mean, there's I don't know them. I would have to Miami do the numbers. Team, yeah. How many of those guys are in the Hall of Fame?
In 2000,
yeah.
It just seems like they keep, yeah. By the way, they keep going in. Like every year, it feels like one of those guys is getting put in the Hall.
Yeah. Ed Reed, Andre Johnson, Devin Hester wasn't on that team. He just got into the Hall of Fame, but he came like the next year. So
backups on that team, some of them are Hall of Famers.
Reggie Wayne at the doorstep of the Hall of Fame. So that's
he
three.
Should be in.
How is he not in?
It's a long line of wide receivers, and he keeps getting jumped. They only let one wide receiver in per year, and he keeps getting jumped. So he got jumped by Andre Johnson. I would argue to you, and I know this is probably going to be a con, and keep in mind he would be the third Colts player from that era to be in, and you know people are gatekeeping, to be honest with you.
Interesting. All right, we have to take a quick pause here, Omar.
Pause for the cause.
We talked about this prior to leaving for the 4th of July long weekend.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you've seen the news recently, you know that another player has been involved in a fireworks situation. Which we
Are
talked about. We said, you know, we're going away. I think it was Dan, you asked me, like, you
somebody
do
lost
fireworks?
A finger?
I go, I stay so far away from that. People, we were out on the beach and people were shooting these things off. And these are like, by the way, these are serious fireworks these people are shooting off. I don't know where I guess those tents or whatever where these they sell those fireworks. They're selling these kinds of things. The farthest I've ever gone with fireworks, Omar, are those little white things that you throw on the ground and they pop.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's as far as
no
I'll
sparklers?
Go. Yep, with no sparklers, man. No, I don't. It's too dangerous
you don't
out there.
You want your fingers
burned? Yeah. We had another situation, amazingly enough, and for our college basketball fans out there. A little update on things with the NCAA tournament, where that stands. We'll take a pause. We will get to all that and more when we come back here on QAM. And by the way, Chris Perkins will join us today, and Mike Florio will join us here on this Football Friday on QAM.
Around, like, I was going to invite both of you guys. Like, when we get off of work, let's go to that airplane coffee shop, because I really need some coffee when we get off of work. And you and I talked about it yesterday.
I always would see that thing. Now, I don't drink coffee. I know that's weird. Everyone like in the world drinks. I'm like the only person apparently.
You're the only person that's gotten up for years getting up at 5 a.m. that doesn't drink coffee.
I find the taste to be repulsive.
Really?
I do too.
Now I'm drinking. I have a cup here. This is not coffee. It's tea. I have a nice lemon tea this morning.
I mean, they have other things than coffee, like, you know, but.
Well, pastries and such,
they
right?
They have pastries. And, they have teas. They have food and everything.
Dan, I've been advised by my medical care that I'm not supposed to keep eating stuff like that on the regular, so.
You have a medical team?
No, I have a medical team of one. But he was like, you know, you're going to be 40 this year, and you know, you should maybe start, you know, eating a little bit better. So I've taken his advice on that, and I'm trying. I am trying hard, eating like so everything that's really good that you eat that's, you know, ends up being bad for you, right? If it's really good, eating is probably my favorite hobby. Right, like I don't know if there's anything better than going to like a good meal.
Mm. Yeah, and you're a barbecue guy too, so
I mean, I'll eat just about anything, man. I love barbecue. Yeah. I'm a big Brazilian steakhouse fan. Anything where the food is unlimited, to be quite honest,
yeah,
that really is up my alley.
Japanese buffets,
CC's
Chinese
pizza
buffet.
Yeah.
I'm big on a Korean barbecue. I got big into that.
What about the hot pot?
Hot pot. Oh, yeah.
Oh man, I'll tear pot. Some hot pot.
Love a good hot pot. Now I'm out in the suburbs. I've seen like 10 of them as I've been driving around here. I'm very excited to start trying them and ranking them and finding my favorite. But I don't know. There's not much better, Omar, than a good meal out there. But
I actually don't know what a hot pot is.
A hot pot is like, it's like a boiling little, like a, I don't call it a cauldron, but like a little, like a boiling pot. And it's got like a ramen type broth. Is that
so basically
would that be
you
okay?
have a broth like, and yeah. Omar, you can put you whatever you want in the broth and the broth cooks what you want. So you get the best of the food, the best of the soup, you get everything together.
We'll hit a hot pot, man. It's like very good.
It's like a bowl of ramen. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. it's very good.
That sounds weird. We'll hit a hot pot, but okay.
Yeah, we will. No, that's what I have to look forward to. That's what we got going on, man.
Our thing is Japanese is Chinese buffets, brother.
I love a good sushi buffet. There's one in like in North Miami by like Sunny Isles.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah, that's I know. Yeah, so 163rd. Yeah,
that one is elite. What about the one? I haven't been to this one in years because the Dolphins stopped.
Shinshu.
Yeah, Shinshu. Yeah. The Dolphins stopped practicing over there. Yeah, that was right across the street from Nova. It's still right across the street from Nova.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to check that one out.
There's one in Pembroke Pines that's pretty decent. But yeah,
I'll have to meet you over there, man.
It's not as fancy as Shinshu and the one on 163rd, but yes.
Well, Jinza is the one we're talking about.
Yes.
You know, the thing is, I get so excited.
You do have to be careful, though. Like Omar said, it's not as fancy as Shinshu, and that's kind of a red flag to me.
Yeah.
Because you can get violently sick from those places if things go wrong, right? Like sushi Absolutely. Is one food that like you do have to be a little bit more careful with.
No question.
And My stomach used to be like in my younger years was stronger. It's nowadays like I you know Omar like if it's a couple bucks more to go to a little bit of a higher end, probably worth it.
I would agree.
And you went to that one in Mary Brickell, right? You went to that all you can eat one there, right?
Yeah. I would still attend that as a date situation.
Okay, it
depends on you know.
So my wife is not a buffet fan. Like she is just not a buffet fan. She's also very
most women are not.
Most women are not a big buffet. All
I'd
you
love
can
to
eat.
Have a buffet fan as a wife, but she's just a small person. And
is that what you want?
Yes.
And my issues with it is that like if you're paying $30, whatever the fee is, like you know,
get your money's worth.
She just does not eat like she yeah like if
she'll
she could
eat
order
like
the,
$4 worth.
Yeah, like if she could get the kids' price, then maybe it would be worth it. But
Like if the three of us went out to a buffet, awesome, crazy. You bring a lady, like that's not really no.
Someone said, what about the wings at Tootsie's? Omar knows.
Oh yeah, that's quality stuff right there. Tootsie's.
It's all I keep hearing about Tootsie's is how good their food is.
I don't know if that's what you want from a strip club, but go ahead.
That's all I'm hearing.
No. I'm an eater. I'm a habitual eater at strip clubs, and Tootsie's is top shelf.
One of these nights we're going to have to do that. Okay, that I would like to
I'm
do.
Out.
We'll do that. We'll have to give that a shot. All right, Dan, we'll figure out a way to get Dan in there.
Danny.
Joe is officially banned, so he won't be able to join
us. Danny, you're not going to leave your wife and two kids to go to a strip club to eat.
I may do it, Dan. I may just do it. If the suburb life has me so fed up, I may just do it. I'll have Omar come pick me up, and I may just do it.
Another call a code blue.
Yeah, exactly. Another Texas says he's on his way to a Fish concert in Charleston. I love Charleston, by the way. One of my favorite places we've ever been. What a great city.
You got the little town center and everything. I've heard it's awesome.
Yeah, Charleston was really, really cool.
Good barbecue?
The barbecue was fantastic.
Ooh, we had a very good trivia question last night.
Really good.
Good trivia question. South Carolina barbecue comes from the German immigrants, and their main ingredient that they put into their sauce is
mustard. What?
Yeah, Omar.
Wow, Omar. Yeah, I didn't even know that one. That's pretty good.
How did you know that, Omar? It's mustard.
Early in my career covering the University of Miami, we were back in the Big East, or maybe that was the ACC days. I think it probably was the ACC days. My mission in life was to try every state's barbecue and be able to evaluate it and rank it. Virginia, North Carolina is vinegar. But North Carolina is vinegar. South Carolina is mustard. Everybody has a different base of what they like their barbecue based on the states. To me, the top barbecue states, just for those who are wondering, is Kansas City and Texas. Texas is more for brisket, which I can honestly say I still haven't had really, really good brisket. I need to have elite brisket in my life. I have not had it. I had some at Bucky's, which is a Georgia thing, I'm assuming. Bucky's is like Wawa, but like on steroids. It's like a Target for gas station. Imagine Target and gas station combined is what this thing called Bucky's, which is a big beaver. And the brisket was okay, but I need to taste elite brisket. But anytime
you
gotta
go to Austin. I've been to Austin a few times and I've tried the places there. Terry Black's, Franklin Barbecue, and Salt Lick. Salt Lick is a cool spot. Salt Lick's out like in the sticks. You go way out there, and it's a by the way, you could bring your own liquor to these places if that's your thing. And I found the first time I went to those places, it was a group of people, it was a bachelor party, and I found that hard liquor and that barbecue doesn't mix all that well. Mm-hmm. I learned that the only way I guess you can learn that. those places are so elite. And that Salt Lick place, Omar, they do an all-you-can-eat. They do like a family-style all-you-can-eat. It's like $30, and they will bring you the sides, whatever meat you want. No. You walk in, and they have this like circular barbecue pit, and it's just got like the meats hanging, some of it's on. It's like a shrine to barbecue meat. But, yeah, you got to go to Austin. It's an easy place to get to. I haven't been in a little bit, but Southwest used to have like an easy, cheap, direct flight right into Austin. But what a cool place. And all that's where you go and get elite brisket, Omar.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there are some places down here in South Florida. I'm sure people will help us out here. But there are some places in South Florida.
Liberty's a big one, right?
Yeah, that are doing some
good
stuff.
Memorial Day out on the beach, which is one of my favorite times, is because all you do is talk about how awesome it is and how hot it is and how sweaty you are. And then you talk about barbecue. I love that. And so every Memorial Day, please tune in to hear Danny Rabinowitz's updates from the beach. And you're on the beach and you can't even talk half the time because all you hear is...
Those things are loud, man. Those planes are loud. 954 says at ACC Media Day, you should try Mimosa Grill Double Smash Burger in the French Quarter if you're a food guy. I am a food guy. So is that...
That sounds like a food guy type thing. Yeah, what is it, a double smash Bourbon Street Grill?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to give you like a confession. I don't think I've ever had a smash burger in my life. I don't know that I've even had one.
What's the difference?
I've had it. It's not... It's okay.
I know it's a very trendy thing right now, right? And they got... Yeah. What is this place? Skinny Louie? Right, they
in Wynwood, and they've got this ridiculous line.
Places, man. So it's Terry Black's is the best. Yeah, Terry Black's is really good.
I haven't tried the Skinny Louie's, but Smash Burgers is I'm good.
So I don't know if it's Terry Black's or Franklin's, but we ordered a full brisket when we got. You have to order it like well in advance, and so we got it on the last day, and we went over to like Walmart, and we got all this Tupperware and like, you know, tinfoil and stuff. And we just brought it on the plane with us.
Mm.
All this meat, we're just carrying it onto the plane. And like we get,
you just eat meat.
Well, no, like it was to bring home. And the guy, and like we're going through security and they're like, look at it. And they're like, what is it? What are you doing? I'm like, well, we're bringing home brisket. We don't have this down by us. So anyway, we got to take a pause here, Omar. This thing with Najee Harris, by the way, with this firework thing, I can't believe we're still having this conversation in the year 2025 with guys that are messing around with fireworks. And he's lucky that it was a superficial eye injury, they said, and he didn't blow his head off with these things. But those fireworks are wild, man. I told you guys the other day that the things people are setting off on the beach. Absolutely crazy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Clint texts in, Omar, said, good morning, guys. Did you see a viral video of the drunk Canadian golfer picking a fight unknowingly with former NHL enforcer Nick Tarnaski? We did see that video, Omar. I don't know if you saw it, but bad decision there, man. You gotta be careful out there who you're messing with. And this guy was like, he was talking and talking, and he made a bad decision there, Omar. He actually got thrown in the pond
A couple times. Yeah. Got thrown around.
Yeah,
I mean,
he got tossed around pretty good there. Yep.
I don't know if it's the liquor talking, but did you see the size of that guy? Did you really want to fight him?
Both guys were pretty big. I think that's why he kept going back, is because he was used to being the bigger guy in the fight. But, ooh, that's nasty.
Yeah, you know, it's golf is tough out there, man. You get frustrated playing between that and the liquor, or the beer,
golf is
or whatever.
Tough out there.
Yeah, man, it's
I always wonder what makes people want to fight each other on a golf course. What are we doing? Trash talking?
I mean, Omar, we're past 30 years old. What makes people want to fight anybody anytime,
Omar,
anywhere?
Yeah, I could one up you on that one. What makes anybody want to, you know? And by the way, we see it a lot at those games you cover, Omar. Those NFL games. Every week a video pops up of fans, you know, doing battle in the stands or in the parking lot or whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know what's gotten into people. I know tensions are high out there, but, like, yeah, that's just not for me, Omar, not for me. I don't know if you're a big street fight guy, but...
Omar, you don't have to have your back. You good, man? You a street fight guy?
No.
Especially if you have a daughter, you got kids.
Yeah, I'm not a street fight guy. No, I'm more mature than
almost that. Like Rocky V, like Tommy Gunn. You know, we're my ring's outside.
Hollywood, you need me? You're out in the suburbs now. Yeah. You're gonna pick fights in the JCC.
I'm gonna call Dan. He's gonna come do battle. At
I got
the
you,
JCC,
bro.
The little Sunday morning, the 3-on-3 basketball league.
Yeah, you and your crew going to roll up in your golf cart, right, in the neighborhood? Like,
I should
yeah.
get a golf cart, Omar.
No, you shouldn't.
That would
no,
be
you
cool
shouldn't.
To drive around.
Actually,
in.
Danny, you could put a crew together. You got Omar and I. You got Joe Rose. You got, what's it, Kim Bocamper? Like,
yeah,
yeah. Man. Yeah, with, hey, yeah. Listen, your neighborhood's like the prison yard. You gotta go there, and you got to show them who's boss right away.
Find the biggest person in the neighborhood and go after him.
Punch him, yeah.
Absolutely. To show him we mean business.
Let them know you mean business in this neighborhood, all right? This is your block now.
Oh, man.
Wait till people figure out. No, I don't know how that works on radio where, like, people figure out, oh, man, you're Omar Kelly. Not to refer to myself in third person, but I just did. People always, no matter where I live, people always eventually like, hey, are you Omar Kelly? You know, do people recognize you, Hollywood?
No, never.
So you could, like, go through
well,
life.
We're going to be, not to, like, to tease everyone here, I guess we can say this, like, we're going to be doing video at some point here on the show. So maybe, you know, there'll be more video out there, Omar, for people to see. But I'll get to the occasion, like, you know, people, and then they'll just ask me about Joe or they'll, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And no one really cares that much, but, yeah, I'm not like you, Omar, where I go out in public and people are, like, asking to take pictures with me. That is a shot at you, by the way, because I know that you people do that to you.
Yes, yes. I was in...
And I'm guessing that strokes your ego very nicely.
No, it doesn't. I'm just so used to it now. I'm numb to it. I was in Atlanta and New Orleans, and people recognize me in Atlanta and New Orleans, but mostly that's not, like, local work.
So you're
that's
used to your celebrity status now is what you're saying.
Boy, you're making this hard on me, right?
I am. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
First I speak about myself in third person, and now you just keep going, huh? I'm just so used to it. The best is first dates. I'm like, yeah, let's let this happen on first dates because you're going to raise the probability that I'm going
to. Oh, so you want, when you're with the girl, you want someone to come up and be like, hey, can you take a picture with me?
No, it's not the picture. Just recognize.
An autograph.
Yeah, I told you. You know my favorite story is the Zach Thomas. I'm on a first date. We're at what's the fancy steak place in South Beach?
There's a few. Omar, are you thinking of Prime 112?
Prime 112. We're at Prime 112. This is an out of town.
Nice
this
first date, like, by the way. Jeez.
Yeah. This is when I dated.
How can you do this though? Like, and we're gonna get to. We got to get to the story in the 7 o'clock hour. But how do you start with a first date at Prime 112? Because it's all downhill from there. You know.
this
well,
was
like,
a,
what are
this,
you doing? You should have taken her to the sushi buffet for the first day, and then you know this, ease into the Prime 112.
This is when back when I dated vacationers, which I don't do anymore. So it's basically okay. it's about that action, sir. So
this is a one time deal here. You're not looking to make a relationship out of this.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So you went all in. You're essentially making an investment. Or a gamble, I guess, more of a gamble than an investment.
Yes,
I do want to get this story though. I want to hear your Zach Thomas story. I don't know this story. I don't think. So we'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour again. Perk's going to stop by with us. We'll talk some Dolphins with Perk, and we'll see if Mike Florio has a changed opinion on the Dolphins here this week. He's last 2 weeks has not been very fond of what's going on in Miami Garden. So I'll have Mike Florio join us as we roll on here on this Football Friday on QAM.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.